No, I don't believe.
Sycamore?
A what?
Sycamore here, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, they used to be. You don't see too many sycamores around. Used to be. I think that lumber from it must have got most of them.
Yeah.
There's a few old sycamore trees back in here next to the swamp. Hammock land.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you a little more about your family and that sort of thing. Did you know your grandparents on either side? You said you knew your...
Yes, sir. I knew my grandfather on my daddy's side and my grandmother. I remember them very well. My grandmother on my mother's side, but not my grandfather.
What did you call them? Did you have names for them?
Grandpa, Grandma.
And your mother and father?
Papa and Mama.
Okay. Now, a boy who had lost both his parents would be a... If he'd lost both his mother and his father.
Oh, it's not a juvenile. I know, but I can't get it in my mind. A juvenile is a young.
Or he's a somebody who they put him in a home. A home, a little boy, so he'd be a what? He didn't have a mother or father.
I know it, but I can't get it out.
An orphan?
An orphan.
He'd lost both his...
Yeah, an orphan.
You'd say because he'd lost both his what?
Parents.
Now, did you have a name you were known as, known by in the family?
Yes, sir. On my mother's side, my uncles always called me Buck. I was a big old buck, husky boy. Called me Buck. And on my daddy's side, most of them called me George. That is my uncles. My daddy called me Dewey.
Something on wheels that you would put a baby in and it would lie down?
A carriage.
You'd put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
Baby buggy or carriage?
You'd put the baby in the buggy.
Cradle.
And go out and do what? Would you ever take the baby out in that? In a buggy?
No, most of mine was raised up with a little old red wagon. And they got old enough, one of the oldest would pull the baby in the wagon around the place, you know. The old red wagon.
If a woman was about to have a baby, you say she's...
Pregnant.
Any other terms?
In the family way.
What about women would say, or what if she doesn't have a husband?
I know that, but I think...
Any other ways of talking about it? I guess little children didn't say much about it, did they?
No, that was always kept a secret. That was ugly.
If you didn't have a doctor, who would deliver the baby?
A midwife.
Now, say a boy had the same color hair and the same color eyes as his father. They'd say he... That boy sure
favors. Daddy left his mark, he favors your daddy. Something like that.